The large grey wolfhound growled as the Crown Prince of Pondaria entered the room. The prince scowled at the dog. "Shut that animal up, Petik. He knows me well enough. Why is he growling at me?" "I really don't know, Torrin," replied the blonde young man sitting near the window. He put a restraining hand on the dog's neck and said, "Be quiet, Clado. You know the prince and you like him." He turned to the prince. "I can't understand it. He usually greets you as eagerly as he greets me. I don't know what's gotten into him." "Well, if you can't get him to stop being so savage, he'll have to be put down. And you shouldn't call me by my name now I'm 18. I'm a prince, and you're a commoner, after all. I've been invested as crown prince and will be taking on some of my father's duties from now on." With that, the prince threw himself into a chair by the fireplace opposite where the children's nurse sat, telling a story to the youngest of the family, six-year-old Prince Olry.
"You shouldn't talk to Petik like that."
This was 16-year-old Princess Lucenra.
"He's been a good friend to you for the last 5 years. Remember, you chose him yourself from among the boys brought to you on your 13th birthday. It was you who insisted that the fact he's a commoner didn't matter when father suggested one of the sons of the nobility would be a better companion for a prince. The pair of you have been inseparable ever since. You even gave him the dog for his 16th birthday."
The two young men were exactly the same age. On Prince Torrin's 13th birthday, the king allowed him to choose a companion from among many boys who shared his birthday. The boys had come to Glitten, the capital city of Pondaria, from all around the country in response to a proclamation. Prince Torrin and Petik had immediately formed a bond, and the young prince would not be swayed from his choice. Everyone agreed in the intervening years that the choice had been a good one, each boy complimenting a trait in the other. Prince Torrin had been self-confident, and he had helped Petik to gain his own confidence. Petik, in his turn, had helped the prince to realise that ordinary people were not any different from royalty, and the prince had spent many happy hours at Petik's parents' farm, helping with the various chores. Now, it seemed, the bond was breaking down. Lucenra continued scolding the prince, and the two younger princes and the other princess stopped what they were doing to listen.
"Lucy is right, Torrin,"
called 14-year-old Princess Isenra.
"He's been your best friend for ages. You shouldn't speak to him like that, nor insist he stops calling you by your name."
The two younger boys, Prince Phyllis and Prince Kitu, both nodded their agreement. So did the nurse, but she refrained from saying anything aloud, having been on the receiving end of a tongue-lashing from Prince Torrin the previous day. This culminated in a threatened firing from the prince, a fact that had shocked the old woman because she had brought up all six of the royal children from birth, and they all loved her greatly. On seeing all his siblings seem to be against him, Prince Torrin stormed out of the nursery and off to his own apartments. The king gave Torrin and Petik their own rooms the previous year, apartments opposite each other in the palace. As soon as Torrin left, Clado stopped growling and settled down again. Petik rose to leave, but Princess Lucenra stopped him.
"Please stay, Petik. I'd like to talk to you."
Petik sat down again. Clado wagged his tail as the princess came and sat next to him. She bent down and stroked the dog's head.
"There's something very wrong with Torrin," she began. "I'd almost believe it isn't him he's so different. He was never so arrogant and conscious of being a prince, and he'd never have told you to stop calling him by his name in the past. It's come on him so quickly that I wonder if somehow he could be under a spell."
"We could go and see Blundo," suggested Petik, naming the court magician. "He might know if such a thing is possible." Princess Lucenra jumped up immediately.
"A good idea," she said. "Let's go now.